Good afternoon, and I will tell about how we have trained our MBBS doctors in some of the specialized, emergency obstetric care skills. That is the topic. This is the general thing, and my acknowledgments to Japaigo and the Foxy Abney Health Foundation and all the medical colleges who are conducting this training program. All of you know this is the world's largest democracy, having more than 1 billion population and different type of cultures and the languages. The climate and weather, varies from one region to another region. All the climates at a time you can see in the different parts of the country. And we have huge number of infrastructure, 150,000 sub-centers. Sub-center is covering about 3,000 to 5,000 of the population. We have about 24,000 PSCs covering about 30,000 population. Then we have the CHCs, about 5,000 CHCs covering 100,000 population. And then we have sub-district and district level hospitals that covers about 1,500 to 2,000 of the population, besides the tertiary centers like medical colleges and other things. But despite this, we have the shortage of the doctors, and we require additional doctors to be in place. So we have our huge burden of, deliveries. Also 27 million women, deliver every year. And these 15% who are likely to develop the complications are the matter of concern, because the deaths are taking place among these people who are developing the complications, and that also is a huge number, 56,000 maternal deaths. Although, our rate of acceleration of the decline of the maternal mortality is in line with the MDGs, but still, by virtue of our size, our numbers are always huge. And we have still a huge burden of the maternal mortality. We have our, targets. We have different plans, and India is in at present 12-5-year plan. So by 2017, we have to reduce the maternal mortality by 100. This is our goals and targets. And this slide is known to most of the clinical people, the reasons of the obstetric complications and the deaths. And if you see these, 80% of these maternal deaths are due to few direct obstetric complications like sepsis, hemorrhage, eclampsia, which is worldwide also, it is the same phenomenon, and the percentage just can vary from one place to another place. And almost all of these complications, although cannot be predicted, but the vast majority can be effectively prevented or managed with skilled care, that is by ensuring emergency obstetric care, and that is the key word. And we in India are trying to place this emergency obstetric care at our health facilities, particularly at the CHC level. We call it first referral units there. So, issues contributing to high MMR, if you want to place EMOC services, you need skilled human resource, then rational deployment and equal distribution. But this is not there. The HR either is, located more in the urban area than the rural area. The deployment is not rational. And this, as a result, the service provision is inadequate. So if you see, the possible way out is either you hire new persons or do a rational deployment. Both these options are not easy, because, people, they do not want to go in the interiors and the rural area. And rational deployment, many a times the people have the political linkages, bureaucratic linkages, they do not get. So ultimately, we thought that the task shifting is the important, strategy which will work. And we have the shortage of the specialists in the, particularly for the rural area. But whatever MBBS doctors we have, we wanted to train these MBBS doctors in the obstetric care and skills, including C-section. For that reason, what we did is we developed partnership with the FOCSI, which is one of the world's, largest professional body for the obstetrics and the gynecological people. we have about more than 20,000 members there, of Foxy membership. And what we did is that initially we partnered with Japaigo. Foxy and Japaigo did a partnership and did some pilot in 5 medical colleges on training of MBBS doctors for the obstetric skills, including the C-section. Based on these pilots, the Foxy did develop a program along with the government of India. And having, you know, the professional body with the government, it was very easy for us to implement the program. And that's why, you know, the program is at present a very successful program. And they were giving the technical support and guidance. And Mr. Ajay is here from the Avni Foundation. And he is providing all the administrative and coordination support on behalf of the Foxy to the government of India in this program. The program is structured in a way that, you know, at the level of the state or the province from where the trainees come, they give all the logistics in terms of, you know, identification of the trainees, the training sites, that is the medical college, we call it, you know, the tertiary care centers, and then, you know, all the funding support which is going from the central government to the state, and then from the state to the Foxy it is coming. And then ultimately, through the Foxy and Avni's technical and administrative support, the trainings are being conducted at the medical colleges, and then the doctors are being trained, and the MBBS doctors are being trained in the emergency obstetric care, including C-section. So as in the program strategy, we have 1 tertiary centers where we train master trainers. And these master trainers are then posted at these tertiary centers, that is the medical college. Each tertiary center will have 8 district hospitals, because in every batch we train 8 MBBS doctors. And once you get trained in the medical college, then you are going for the next phase to a district hospital. And in the district hospital, only 1 doctor will go. So that's why we need 8 district hospital attached with one medical college. And annually, the center normally conducts 3 batches of 16 weeks each. So this is the normal program schedule. And out of the total, you know, 16 weeks, 6 weeks are at the medical college, 9 weeks at the district hospital. Again, the student come for last 1 week at the medical college for certification. So this is the protocol of the training. And at the medical college, basically it is more focused towards knowledge, and the skills part is very limited, 10 to 15%. But it is the district hospital posting where the skills part is more vigorously, you know, practiced. And finally, the evaluation is being done again at the medical college. So this is the, you know, plan. That is, the tertiary center is the medical college where instructional, you know, performance is being done through about 20%, assist 50%, then perform 30%, whereas the district hospital, you see, almost 100% are the skills practice. And during these weeks, we have 3 tier examination system also before the final certification, tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3 as the final certification program. These are the basic contents of our course, you know, normal childbirth, newborn care, recognition of obstetric emergency, giving of oxytocin, prevention of infections, C-sections, then management of eclampsia, severe anemia, and so on. So this is the theory part of the course for the EMOC. And we have practical, you know, trainings also, and certain minimum competency training have been, you know, identified, like 15 C-sections have to be done, 7 vacuum extraction has been done. So it is all a very structured program, and even the weekly schedules at the medical colleges are defined for a good program outcome. Till now we have, nodal centers trains master trainers. We have 6 nodal centers, and then we have 34 tertiary centers, that is the medical colleges. And then 235 district hospitals, 212 master trainers in the medical college, 340 master trainers in district hospitals, and about more than 1,000 people have been trained, the MBBS doctors. Meaning why these many facilities could be operationalized by where the obstetricians were not, you know, available, but these doctors are doing C-sections and all EMOC procedures are being done. So now you can see in this map that, you know, although it's, the number is not very large, but still, you know, almost evenly distributed throughout the country, these 34 centers are across the country. And this data also has indicated some improvement in the performance, although it is not only the EMOC doctor's performance indicated here. There are the other, you know, factors also which has contributed. But there is a substantial increase in the C-sections, in the sepsis management, in the PPH management. So, you know, improvement is there in the indicators while managing the different complications. And again, here the same thing you can see, like, you know, ANC cases treated, pre-training, post-training, cases of hypertension treated, hemorrhage treated, abortions, you know, managed. So, you know, the data, the impact of the training when we analyze, about 178 trained doctors training was analyzed 1 year before and 1 year after, which is also very encouraging. Similarly, this is pre-training and post-training number of women who died due to pregnancy, the number also reduced. So we are getting the good result after the training by these MBBS doctors who were trained in the EMOC skills. Again, this is also, you know, women treated with hemorrhage, treated for the hypertension, the abortions, I mean, different models we have seen, and the impact is quite satisfactory. There are the challenges. We tried to, you know, solve this also, convincing policymakers for EMOC by doing the pilot and showcasing the results, development of national nodal and tertiary training centers, by holding orientation meeting with the center, because initial hiccup, actually the major initial hiccup was that, you know, convincing particularly the gynecologists who are not at the national level, that is the FOCSI national committee, convincing them that these people can do C-sections, because the instant answer was that we have learned in 2 years, 3 years, and how in, you know, 16 weeks they will learn. So that was the initial hiccups. But then once the demonstration was there and they could see that after orientation and training they are able to perform, those hiccups were removed and we were able to, you know, motivate these people and train our MBBS doctors. So there are the challenges, and the another challenge was, you know, initially, now we are overcoming it, the rational selection of the trainees. Because the trainees who are selected from the place where they will be posted and utilized at the first referral units where EMOC facilities are, you know, having. So then after post-training, they are again being sent to the facilities where the EMOC facilities. So these were the initial challenges, but with slow, interaction with the states and also a very close follow-up, we could overcome these challenges. And ultimately, you know, the training is a very successful model in the country. In fact, we are also doing another model where we are training MBBS doctors for anesthetic skills. With the success result on the obstetric skills and the C-section, we applied the same model for the anesthesia, and both these models are very successful. Many of the hospitals are being run independently by these trained doctors without any casualty. So this is a good, you know, training, and we are especially focusing on the quality of the training, because these trainings we are monitoring directly from the central government. Although states are also partner, but this is not a big large number of the trainees that we are doing. So we are doing this monitoring from the government of India level. So this is the training, and we are very satisfied with the training results. Again, thanks to FOCSI and all our partners, Avni Foundation, other things who are helping us in conducting this training. Thank you so much.